St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Unmatched fiber network.
Welcome to The Rock.
This is your rock station.
That fabulous hot rock.
97.7 WLER Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Well, welcome to our Grassroots Show here tonight. It's local music on The Rock Station, 97.7 each and every week, presented by Shady Lady Productions. Utah Burgess, Mr. Shady Lady Productions himself. Good evening.
Good evening, Bob. And we're coming off the heels of our live call-in show, which I thought that was just that was a good one last week. It was very fun. Not as many callers, but just great conversation and great music, and it just flowed very well.
Yeah, it really did. Well, when you thought about the conversation we got into, we had three callers that took about 40 minutes of the show. So maybe that's why, but it was good conversation.
Yes, it was.
You know, we talked to Nick Ziegler, Nicky Z out in L.A., and we're talking about the connection, Western Pennsylvania to Cali. And then you had Chrissy Joe call in, perfect time, because we had just received their brand new single, Appalachian Honey. And then Mr. Rob Keller called in, and we talked a little bit about the scene and even talking. It was pretty cool, too, because Nick had brought up, you know, the fact that it's neat to have younger musicians connect up with the older musicians and that fostering. And then doesn't Rob talk about that, about, you know, how full circle he was standing in front of the stage to watch Highway Moon. So, and of course, Highway Moon just played Love and Frame last night.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. Tore it up.
So great stuff. So,
and then Bill Damiano, one of our show sponsors with Build the Scene Radio. He called in as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, it was a great show. I really enjoyed it. We appreciate everybody that tunes in and supports our show, and that's why we do a live call-in every Thanksgiving, just to give thanks to you, the listeners out there. We appreciate you, and we appreciate the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler presenting our opening segment of the show. And tonight we're going to visit with the guys in the band Maginette. We've played a couple of their tunes, and they've got a brand new one that we're going to present. We're going to talk about where they evolved from, if anybody in the music scene around here remembers the band Lost Souls. Remember seeing them a bunch of times. Well, we'll tell you the story that connects them to Maginette. We're also going to talk with Rocky Lamondi, and apparently he's got some big news he wants to talk to us about, so we're excited for that.
Yep, and he'll be an upcoming guest as well, because he's kind of become a tradition there at the first part of the new year. We let him come on and talk about music from the 412, which is a massive project that he's been, it's been, 3 years now, 4 years? I don't know, but we had him on when he debuted on New Year's Eve, I remember, and we had him on for that and had him on every year since, and love what he does for the music scene.
Check out musicfromthe412.com, friends, because you're going to be highly entertained. You can pull up any of the shows they do, but, man, it's just streaming music all the time, and you get to see the music videos, which is really cool. It is MTV, what MTV should be today and is not, because it went by the wayside. Music from the 412 steps right in. And, and as a matter of fact, coming up after we visit with Rocky, we're going to be doing a female-fronted band, or project, as she calls it, that I saw on Music from the 412. And I was like, well, we've never played her. Here we go. Shows you how deep the music scene is, though, Utah. It's amazing.
It really is. Is that the phone ringing, Bob?
Well, as I answer that phone, on the other side, Utah, Mr. Rocky Lamondi, of course, of the Borstal Boys, and Music from the 412. Rock, welcome back to our Grassroots Show.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me back, man.
Yeah, absolutely. While we were just...
I had to call in, you know what I mean?
I'm glad you did. Your timing was perfect on that. Of course, we've been talking about getting you back for our annual get-together around the new year, so you always kind of bookend our years, which is always cool. And how many years is it now for Music from the 412 you're getting ready to hit?
I believe this is going to be our third full year.
Third full year.
It might actually be the fourth year. So we've done three, and this will be the start of the fourth year.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that'll be coming up, of course, New Year's Eve. But before we even get there, Rock, in fact, we're going to be playing a cut that I kind of stole from you, because I was watching Music from the 412 and listening to some of the great music and watching it. I love that. But the Torrance Sebastian project, I learned a little bit about her and that project, so we're going to be spending that coming up here in a couple of moments.
That's great, man. Torrance, actually, she works out of the studio where we are over at the Vault. Upstairs, a guy named Rob Diener has his own place called V6. and she's a vault artist. So she's on the same label as the Borstal Boys and over there with Bob McCutcheon. And she is a very talented woman, man. She's great songwriting, great lyrics. And I just had her on my show, Rocky's Rock and Roll Symphony. That was the last show. And my next show coming up, I got Ryan Roxy from Alice Cooper is going to be on the show. So.
Wow, that is awesome, man. That is pretty cool. And you're going to be premiering that around Christmas here. We just was down to see Alice Cooper in the Judas Priest show with Corrosion of Conformity today. They wrapped up Star Lake. And, man, Ryan's been a part of that band for a long time.
Yes, he has. And we actually recorded this show that the day before that show that you went to. He was in town, and we put on a show. A buddy of mine, Paul Unger, has always hooked me up with those guys from Alice Cooper. So usually when they come to town, before COVID hit, we used to play with them. When they came to Pittsburgh the night before, we would play with Alice Cooper's band in some bar, and it was pretty cool. And he came over and did a special show with about 40 people that follow them around all over the place. And they came in and sat. So it was the first time I had a live studio audience on my show. So I was excited about that, and the show turned out great. So that'll come out on Christmas Day.
So that'll premiere. Again, this is Rocky's Rock and Roll Symphony that Utah yes, and I sir. Both have been honored to be a part of, one of your early episodes. But Ryan Roxy in the studio. So do they spin any music, play any music, or is it just chatting about what Ryan's got going on, and especially with Alice?
Actually, we talked about all kinds of stuff. He did a whole set for everybody, about 10 songs, which will be extra footage at the end of my show. And he also did 5 songs for my show in an interview. So it's a regular show plus a whole set afterwards.
Wow, that's incredible. So again, music from the 412 and Rocky's Rock and Roll Symphony, and you'll get an opportunity to see that. And you're going to kick that off on Christmas Day this year.
Yes, Christmas Day. Sit there, open up your gifts, and watch a little Ryan Roxy on music from the 412.
I love it. Rocky, congratulations on getting to this point and everything you're doing, man, for the music scene, and especially, I love it. You know, I was a diehard, we've talked about this, I was a diehard MTV watcher many, many decades ago when it was real MTV, and you've brought that back to life. But the best part is it's focused right on what's happening here in the tri-state area.
Yeah, man, I like to support the local artists and people who are writing their own tunes, and I've always appreciated what you do on the station there, and always supporting local artists. You guys are amazing over there, and the respect is mutual.
Well, hey, we'll visit again here as we wrap up the year, and we'll have you on as our special guest. And anything new from the Borstal Boys we might be able to spin for you tonight?
Actually, we just covered an Aerosmith tune, Chip Away at the Stone, if you want to put that on. And but the Borstal Boys are taking a hiatus, actually, and we'll see what happens. I still have a whole album to finish, but we're not going to be doing any more shows, probably.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll follow that. Well, hey, if you can get it to us, we're going to play it here tonight. Rocky, always great to visit with you, my man.
You too, Bob. Thank you so much for having me and supporting the station, you know.
yesterday. I woke up and decided that I would go back to bed. I close my eyes, hoping to find solace, but I cannot sleep. Then I hit the panic button. Like my life depends on it. I just can't take it anymore. I gotta get out as fast as I can. They cut me up into tiny pieces so everyone grows even louder.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Broza's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Rose's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on a Sunday night, first Sunday in December. And we are talking with a band called Maginette. We're going to get a little insight into them. We appreciate you tuning in. Our second segment of tonight's show being presented by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service, and their four locations to serve you. They are located, of course, the main hub, Main Street, downtown Butler. A little further down Route 8, south of Butler, they've got the great expanded location in Penn Township. They're in Butler Memorial Hospital and out Route 68, Evan City Road. Maginette, I love that. I mentioned this on Sunday night, you, Tom, when we were doing our live show. I just think Maginette, that's a really cool, catchy band name.
Thank you.
So, Maginette, we have him in the studio.
Yeah. Maginette.
Want to welcome in Butch Barr, who's the lead vocalist and a guitarist in the band. Butch, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having us today. We really appreciate what you guys are doing for local music, and it's great for us to be here. And, you know, it's going to be a new experience, you know, getting it for our first interview. So we're looking forward to it. So
this is your maiden voyage in
maiden
interviews.
Maiden voyage,
huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, fame and glory comes right after this show.
We're hoping. You
know, cash and/or prizes, mostly and/or prizes.
Yeah. Take the cash and run. Also, sitting next to Butch tonight is Eric Crowley on bass. Eric, good to have you on the show.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Good to see you in here. Next to Eric is Thomas Wilbert on drums.
Hi, how you doing? Thank you for having us here today.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jeff Dunsmore, you might know him as Diddy on guitar, right?
Yeah, thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate it, Butch.
So, a little background of the band. Imagine that. You guys have been together, what, about 2 years now?
Yes, sir, about 2 years.
Okay. But you emerged out of, you all had played at one time or another as part of an old band that a lot of people would recognize called Lost Souls.
Yeah, absolutely. We all played in Lost Souls at one time or another. Never together. Jeff would be the only common denominator there. It was him and his brother, who happens to be my brother-in-law. So that's how I got involved. But we all did. We all came from Lost Souls and got together to do a recording of one of the Lost Souls tunes. And we kind of liked how we worked together, seemed to gel, and decided to get together and do some recording and just kind of create some music.
So obviously the connection of Lost Souls kind of brought you guys together, and you thought, wow, this could be something new.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm curious where the name came from.
Oh, that would be that. Eric. Yeah, Eric is the one that came up with that one.
I was sitting at home one day, and I was thinking of an old Pittsburgh saying for a Nat Man. They used to have a series on WDVE. Called a Nat Man.
Yeah, I remember that.
Came to my mind, and I was thinking about myself, wow, imagine that. And that's like Pittsburgh East type thing.
Yeah.
And it's so many doors and possibilities that you can go through with that name.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Again, it's spelled
M-A-J-I-N-A-T-T.
And then double T's at the end.
Yeah.
So that is very Pittsburghese, no doubt about it. So,
yeah.
Next thing you know, you'll be playing pants in that. You know?
Right.
That's a really cool name, though, guys.
Thank you.
Well, let's dive into individually, and let's just right over to Diddy, Jeff Dunsmore on guitar. What got you involved in music? Obviously, a little bit of music in the family, huh?
Yeah, I grew up. My mom played organ, and then Greg was taking guitar lessons around 10, so from an early age, I got to see and hear a lot of music, and then I got the interest to start playing. And Greg took lessons, and I just kind of was the product of, hey, teach me what you just learned. And so, just being and growing up around music was a big inspiration. And when I went to school later in life, I took every music class I could take, and it just kind of consumed me and took over and became part of my normal life.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get involved in any high school bands back in the day? Or
we were trying. We were, you know, definitely still in the basement, but trying to rock out. And I think it was probably 1989. There was a couple local bands that I played in here in Butler. But it was a lot of fun, and we got our feet wet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and
who would you say influences you as a guitar player? Is anybody outside of your brother, obviously? Picking up after him.
Yeah, thank you. Randy Rhoads was probably my biggest influence growing up, and just trying to learn everything he wrote.
Yeah.
But anything rock and roll, and blues, jazz. Gotcha. Just I tried to absorb what I could.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. Over to the drummer, Thomas Wilbert. What got you involved in music, Thomas?
That was back 1980s, early 80s. My cousin was in a local band, Captive, and they played around a lot, and he was the drummer, and I used to go to their place and play his drums, you know, or at least try to. And so that's where I got into it. And then I bought my first kit, 1984, out of the Sears catalog.
All right.
Double bass kit. He basically showed me, you know, the basics, how to count. Then I joined my first band, high school band, Phoenix. they insisted on me being their drummer. I was like, I don't know if I want to join. I don't even know how to play yet. Yeah, they're like, oh, well, you're in our band. Yeah. So that's how I started to learn how to play. Then I've been in several bands over the years, played locally, and then I met Jeff.
And here you are.
And
imagine that.
I can tell you this. It's important to have a drummer that can count. I'm telling you, that's pretty key.
Yeah. So is that when you're nodding with a wry smile back at the Brad? Did you miss that count, huh? Any influences that you kind of aspired to? Or
yeah, I was always into the metal as I was growing up. So I guess good old Lars Ulrich was one of my original influences, but then I really got into Charlie from Anthrax and
Charlie Benanti.
Yeah. And now there's the
Obviously it's brought you full circle here, and maybe some influences for Thomas Wilbert. You know, other people will be taking up those drums.
Yes.
Yeah, good stuff. Eric Crowley, let's talk to you about playing bass. Have you always played bass?
Yes, I've. Yeah. Well, that's been the main electric instrument I've played, is bass.
Okay.
I started out in third grade playing violin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, played that pretty much through high school. And then I took a break from music for a long time. And then I picked up the bass, started playing that, and been playing it forever.
Yeah. So why did you have such a big break? Who led you back down the musical path again?
Just life probably took me from playing it.
Okay.
Then I ended up in a school in Maryland, ran into a buddy that played guitar and played bass and just influenced me to play again.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Anybody that you follow after, pattern after, or a fan of?
Geezer Butler. I like Geezer. Right. I like Geddy Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good choices there. Yeah. Over to Butch Barr. Have you always been a vocalist? Because I think
absolutely not.
Yeah, no. I was going to say you played something else elsewhere, right?
Yeah, I was I was a drummer originally. I started back in high school. I played country western music with a younger band, the Wranglers. They're still playing today.
Okay.
So that's where I started doing a little background vocals with them. But yeah, I was a drummer. I played in various bands when I was in the service overseas. We had a group we started. We were in the Black Horse Squadron. Was the unit that we were in. So we called ourselves Black Horse, and that was fun. And we got to play at the NCO Club and the O Club and different things like that. So just to keep it going. And then I had a 16-year hiatus from music completely. And it wasn't until, my sister obviously married Greg, Jeff's brother, and then I started playing around with music again. And my wife bought me an electric set and, started playing that. And then these guys asked me to come and help with some vocals on on Two Fingers, and yeah, it was a good experience, and I really enjoyed it. Something completely different, first time I ever recorded. So yeah, it was good, and yeah, we seemed all gel, and that's kind of how we all got started. So.
That's very cool. That's very cool. Well, we can blame your wife then, right?
That's right.
She has no excuse when you go out and play music.
Yeah, so
I like that.
My influence, I think, obviously Neil Peart was probably the biggest influence in my life, and I'm a huge Pink Floyd fan. So
That's how
I started,
Good stuff. Well, let's dive into the song that brought us all to this moment. Imagine at the band, each guy at one time or another was part of Lost Souls, and you guys came together to finish off the song Two Fingers for Peace. Is that what it was?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's give it a listen, and we'll chat more with Butch, Jeff, Eric, and Thomas tonight. Imagine at on the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Feeling good like me. Raise your hands well high.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene. And what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We thank you for tuning in tonight to the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7. And don't forget, it's always streaming, 977rocks.com, and you can pull down on the show usually by midday Monday and beyond. And, well, that's important because 2 weeks from tonight, it will be the annual Christmas Spectacular, I love to call it. And there'll be over a dozen songs, holiday-related, for you to listen to. And you can play that back throughout the holidays, but it'll be all local musicians performing whatever they created, whether it was a cover or their own original. And we've got some cool ones. We did get the one Bill Damiano mentioned. He recommended a band sent over, and they did that. And you still have time as of tonight to get that over to us, whether it's a cover or an original. Christmas tunes, local music. We're going to be having it on the air on the 21st. So make sure you get that over as soon as you can. So you can simply email us at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. We'll get it on or send it over to Shady Lady, and we'll take care of you and get you on the air. Boy, hard to believe that we're venturing through the month of December already.
Yeah.
Of course. We are visiting with the band Maginette, and we want to thank Broz's Superette, High on the Hill and Right on the Price at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, presenting this segment of our show. We just heard the tune Another Life, which I believe was that the first single, Butch, that you guys put out? I think that's the first one we ever played.
Yeah, that was put out in November of last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a year now.
Yeah. All right. It's been a year.
Wow. Time flies when we're having fun.
Absolutely.
Right? Tell us a little bit of background of that song.
So that song was something that I was messing around when I was learning to play guitar, the very basic part of it. And I brought it to a group, and they said, yep, let's do it. And, you know, they're a lot better at coming up with some different things and turning some things around and adding some stuff. And then I just went ahead and wrote the lyrics for it. Actually, I did our next song, Splinter, and Another Life. I wrote those both at the same time. The lyrics, you know. Uh-huh. So, but yeah, it just I was actually going through a tough time in my life, and that's where those came out. Another Life is, you know, it was basically me saying, listen, you know, having a rough time, but I'm gonna enjoy a new life now that I'm gonna create on my own. So that's kind of how that one came about.
Yeah. Do you find lyrics come to you? I mean,
not really.
No, you got to work at it.
No, I have to work at it. Sure,
he's got to have pain and misery and bad things happen.
Yeah.
That's where it all comes from.
Sure.
Yeah, it's funny what those inspirations can be, though. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now we heard obviously Two Fingers for Peace, which was a Lost Souls finish that you guys completed, and that's what brought you together. Where did that song come from? Where did that originate? Who was the leading edge of that particular tune?
So, yeah. Well, that one started probably back in 2000, probably the year 2000, 2001.
Oh, jeez.
And I just remember Greg and I walking down the street, and he started humming a lyric, and then I started just air jamming and mouth jamming a guitar riff. And then we headed to the our little home studio at the time and started laying down some basic ideas, and I think Greg was really inspired to try to put a good message out there. Yeah. And then, he, you know, if you listen to the lyric, it talks about our mother and our father, and it tries to bring peace to the world and, you know, teach your children well. So hopefully we get a little bit more of that going on these days.
Yeah,
but that's where the song originally started.
That's cool.
And we used to play it live, but we could never get a decent recording of it. And then years later, getting into the computer music realm and getting a little bit better at it, I started to conjure up a pretty good version of it, but we needed to get the rest of the guys back together to make it happen, and started calling everyone up. Greg said, hey, let's try to get Butch up there to help, and we had Thomas, and just started banging away at it until we were able to finish that one, and definitely pretty proud of it, but that's what brought us together. Shout out to Greg.
Good stuff. Great. Well, it's got to be rewarding to have a song that old come to fruition finally.
Yeah, it's neat to have to go through all those renditions and a lot of players over the years just to be able to finish this one.
Yeah, good stuff. Obviously, you recorded now all the material you guys were doing as Maginette. Do you do that in your studio?
Yeah, we have a little home studio, just working on a PC and using like Reaper, Pro Tools, or whatever it takes. Couple little interfaces that capture the sound pretty well. Nothing special.
Yeah, yeah, but it sounds good. The material you've been sending over to us is
thank you so much.
Has it been pretty cool? Do you have plans for the future now? I mean, obviously, this is a relatively newer entity, even though you guys have been well versed among each other over the years. As you enter into 2026, you're looking to play out some, or do you look at this as being kind of a recording outfit?
Well, you know, we're going to continuously record. We're working on our fourth song now. And but we are still building our repertoire and would like to get out there. If anything, you know, we were thinking, you know, if somebody needs a warm-up band, we can certainly put a set together. We're probably close to two sets.
Okay.
Sort of.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got about another, I don't know, 15 songs that we'd like to work on just to
So that's two sets of original music?
No, unfortunately.
A mixture of covers and originals.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to get your cover list, and if you have something going on in Utah, because you're the man, maybe you could just, slide a gig our way if it would be a good fit. It would be great, maybe spring or something.
Sure, but so what do you like to play? I mean, what are some of the songs you've dabbled in? I'm kind of curious, just because we've talked about your influences, what's the band feeling as Imagine has?
Well, we do a wide variety, I think. We could say that. Everything from Turbo Lover.
Ah, nice.
To Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
The Cranberries.
Yeah, we just worked on the Cranberries. Of course, you know that.
Yeah.
You know,
do a Pink Floyd song.
Comfortably Numb from Pink Floyd, and I think we're going to try to do another Pink Floyd song eventually.
Yeah.
Just because that's my group song.
Like a Stone from Audioslave, we do that.
Okay. Cool. So, man, you got a pretty wide variety. That'll catch a lot of different people, no doubt.
Food Fighters.
A new Aussie tune, Patient Number 9. We did
nice. Okay.
Tribute to us,
Shout 2000, from, who's that?
Run by Disturbed. Food Fighters.
Disturbed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Run by Food Fighters. Yeah. That's
okay.
A great one.
That's
too.
That's
we're definitely doing them our way. You know how that
yeah,
goes.
Yeah. Well, you got me with Priest. I mean, so.
That was our first.
You're hired.
That was our first cover song that we really worked on.
Yeah.
It was just a fun song. And
sure. Some good stuff. Butch, Jeff, Eric, and Thomas, they are Imaginat, and we've got a couple of other songs that we're going to play, including a brand new one, because we have not played the last song we're going to play. But give us a little background of Splinter, if you would.
So Jeff came up with the music for Splinter.
Okay.
In fact, he handed that to me before we even started and say, could you put some drums to it? and we were just messing around a little bit with it way back then. And then when we all got together last year, we started working on it and bringing it back up. And I did write lyrics for it. Jeff... You know, he's the one that came up with the music.
Yeah, and I was able to help a little bit with that, too, with the choruses and stuff. I think we all kind of participate together and help guide the song where it needs to go,
if you will.
And it was a lot of fun, too. A little bit, that one's a little bit more raunchy, you know, but it was a lot of fun. Yeah. And I think, Butch, that you also had that message there of getting over what you were getting over.
Right.
So it was very heartfelt for him on that one, too.
Good stuff. And then we have a brand new song that we're going to debut called EZ. That's your latest that you've recorded?
That's the latest we've released. That's all on Eric there. That was Eric's tune.
I came up with that bass line a couple years ago, and I showed it to the band, asked them to help work on putting their influences to it. And we kicked that song around for a good year or so before we started putting lyrics to it. And what do? About a month or so, we came up with our lyrics for that piece.
Okay.
And it finally came together.
Yeah.
We hope everybody likes it.
Yeah, we'll give it a listen here tonight.
All right.
Let's find out where we can find your band. You've got some online presence, social media and the like. People can follow along. Butch?
Okay, so we're on most streaming platforms. The first two songs are on Spotify. Unfortunately, the last one isn't, at least not now. But Apple Music, YouTube Music, just about everywhere you can download or stream music, that's where we're at.
Okay. And you got a webpage too?
We do.
We hop on, find a little bit.
We have a Facebook page, and it's just Imaginat.
And the website's imaginat.com.
Okay.
We have a YouTube page, too, Imaginat YouTube, yeah, so. An Instagram page.
Okay.
And a TikTok page.
And a TikTok. So you've got them all covered.
Yeah, we're all covered.
Guys, it was great to have you in the studio. Always enjoy having visits from the bands themselves. And wish you the best of luck down the road. And keep us up to date. We'll definitely include you in our rotation here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks a lot. And again, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Butch Barr, Jeff Dunsmore, Eric Crowley, Thomas Wilbert. Thanks, guys. They are Imaginette. This is their song, Splinter, followed by the debut on the Grassroots Show of Easy Tonight. It's the rock station, 97.7 in the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Broza's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken, or one of their famous ham loaves, try their kielbasa, smoked meats, homemade soups, sides, and a variety of ready-to-eat selections. There's no doubt you'll be back for more. Located at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein, Broza's Superette, high on the hill and right on the price.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, catch Tubi's Acoustic at Harkins Mill Wines, Merchant Street in Ambridge on Friday, December 12th. They'll be there from 6:30 to 9:30. And on Sunday, December 14th at Daydream Farm Winery, State Route 166 in Rock Creek, Ohio. Brendan and Brian will be there from 1 to 4. Also on the General Concert Calendar, Friday, December 19th, head to the Allegheny Mariner in Katanning for the Fostering Music Jolly Jingle Jam. It starts at 7 o'clock with live music, raffles, and fun. The Rock Done Right Tour is set to go in 2026, and one of the openers, Thursday, February 26th, head to Jurgles Rhythm Grill, featuring music from Gary Burke, Noble Hops, Jake Parks, and Nick Stelter. And on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Saturday, December 13th, it's the Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport Christmas Party with special guest bartender Squatch and an open mic hosted by Utah, the Noble Hops, 6 o'clock start. Thursday, December 18th, the Thirsty Thursday Acoustic Nights at the Liberty Corner Tavern roll on featuring Jeff Hartz. That gets underway at 7:30. And Saturday, December 20th, head to Mars for the Tapping of the Cask at Stick City Brewing, benefiting Fostering Music, and live music featuring Jalen in Utah starting at 2 o'clock. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Back to wrap up our Grassroots show here tonight, presented by Shady Lady Productions. This segment being brought to you by Build the Scene and Mr. Bill Damiano. Also, Daily Tire and Auto, Route 308 in Boyers. We appreciate their weekend support of our show here tonight. And glad you've tuned in. Great visit with the gentleman from Imaginat. Hope you'll follow along what they've got going on, and we'll see where that leads them. Of course, I'm visiting with Rocky Lamondi. And next week, it is the moment Utah and Bob have been waiting for, if nobody else has. It's almost like anticipating Tyler Friel's new Christmas album. Our 700th episode, plus or minus the variable of...
Disclaimer. Well,
yeah. How many shows Utah was suspended for, I was suspended for. Yeah. Do they count?
Yeah,
is there an asterisk next point to the 700th?
Yes, yeah, the steroid era. Yeah, yeah. I was coming up with, because what we're going to do for the show is really kind of a cool concept, I think.
Yeah.
So as I was trying to find my date ranges for that, I'm like, huh, there might be a mathematical error here. But of course, the only math we care about on this show is that local music is the best value for your entertainment dollar. So
I'm
not going to beat myself up too much if I'm off.
Well, that, and as long as the drum beat is 1, 2, 3, 4.
So. Well, there you go. There you go. Yeah, you have to have a drummer that can count.
That's right. So we'll do that next week. Just have a little bit of fun reflecting back over the decade plus that we've been doing this Grassroots Show. And that's kudos to you, the listeners out there, the sponsors, and of course the musicians themselves that just keep creating the gold that we get to share every Sunday.
We have not run out of material, not even close. Yeah. I mean, you know, I sit and think about it, you know, 300 more episodes to hit 1,000 shows, this is probably another 5 years, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, we won't, the material will be there to keep this going. There's no doubt about that. But
It's
crazy.
It is pretty amazing. I mean, even if we just keep going back and recycle what we've played, it would be good because we'd get to hit some of the stuff that, whoa, we forgot about that one. But man, it just is constantly coming. It seems like people are knocking on the door all the time, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and I've commented about that often. I wish we could visit, you know, tunes that we've played. It seems like we play them and then we're off, and that's frustrating to me, actually. I wish we could. But the fact that so many songs do make it in the regular rotation kind of helps as well. Because it's like, all right, at least they're continuing to get some spins, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, and 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be spinning some Christmas tunes. So, again, putting that plea out, if you are a local band and you have a Christmas song, it doesn't matter what it is, if it's a cover or if it's your original, we would love to be able to include it on our December 21st episode at 7 o'clock. We'll have over a dozen tunes. Usually we get about 16 of those in for December 21st, and that'll be leading you up to your Christmas holiday. And the reason it's before, that way you can play it back at 977rocks.com and spin it back at your convenience and enjoy the holidays local music style.
In fact, tonight's guest left here saying, well, maybe we're going to go back to the home studio and record you a song and get it your way. So if you can do that, please do so.
Yeah, absolutely. Just make sure it's of good quality.
Yeah, that's
great. We heard the music from Maginette. They're creating good quality stuff. So, we just need to make it arable, and it, you know, can't have F words all through it because it's Christmas.
Please don't do that. Come on. Some couth.
Yes, that's right. Hey, let's get to some tunes before we wrap up here tonight. And we are going to spin, before we go, one of our top Grassy nominees from the past year, because we're going to be flipping the calendar to 2026. You need to be thinking about that, listeners, because this is on you.
I was just talking to management this morning about Band Jam, and she just sighed and rolled back in her chair and was like, is that here already? And I'm like, we really need to kind of get moving on this. And she's like, well, can we wait until the new year? And I'm like, okay, but not a day later.
Poor Megan. She just got through putting the whole Spirit of Christmas Parade together.
Yeah, because I said, did you get my email about Band Jam? And she's like, what? And I'm like, after I sent it, I'm like, I should have waited because I know you're just swamped with the parade. But
but it went off well, and so will the Band Jam, getting ready to go again in August. So, hey, we found that out quite a bit last week with our live call-in show, and, you know, talking about bands that are getting booked a year in advance.
Yeah.
So Utah's already digging in and getting bands booked for the Band Jam, and that's great.
Yeah. So. You got to move fast anymore if you want to make sure you pin somebody down for sure.
That's right. Yeah, so. Where are we going? We got Lords of the Highway. I'm intrigued because I don't know anything about these guys.
Yeah, we've featured them a couple of times already. I met them at the Hills and Hollers Music Festival. We went on after them, but I just absolutely loved what they threw down. And we've been and I got to get them on the show. I've told them we're going to get you on the show. They're from the Cleveland area.
Yeah,
and they're pumped to do some shows together. And you know, we're looking to do some shows with people. We want to do some shows together and travel about and bring people to this area, new sounds and new faces. So, but this is a great tune, man. It's called Here Comes the Reaper.
Oh, good stuff. All right. I like that. I love the name of that song. It's pretty cool. Hey, we're going to wrap it up with Faded Color and their song, And I Feel. This was voted to be the runner-up for the Grassy this year.
Yeah, that's right. It was runner-up.
And we got to see those guys play at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year, and they put on a whale of a show. And it sounds like they've been doing a lot of different gigs with the Rumble, and they're supporting each other, so that's pretty cool stuff. Love seeing that collaboration. So Thank you guys for the music you create. And, well, we'll do it again next Sunday night with our 700th plus or minus episode right here at 7 o'clock. The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Here comes the Reaper. He's coming for you.
97.7.
wish to interrupt this program in order to bring you this special bulletin.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
We just want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
The Rock Station.
One, two, three, four. Ain't gonna be no white Christmas.
Cold.